Good morning. You're listening to FloridaLA.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm at NeoCon, first day of the show, and I'm across the street from the Mart in the Bentley Mills space, and I'm with Ralph Grogan, who's president of Bentley Mills. Ralph, how you doing?
Doing great, Kemp. Good afternoon. Thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, it's good to be with you. It's been, I guess, 2 years since you came over to Bentley, isn't that right?
That's correct. This is my second NeoCon with the company, and although last year was a very good show for us, this year, even more excitement. We've had a whole year to put, you know, product in place and marketing in place. So there's a tremendous amount of excitement with the company, you know, this year. And the show itself so far has been really, really good.
So that first year you spent time getting the right team together, getting everybody in the right seat on the bus. And then now you've been working, building out more collections. You've got some great collections we'll talk about in a minute. But let's talk about business conditions. How are you seeing business?
Yeah, it's like everyone else, the winter in the Midwest and the Northeast was tough, which I'm sure impacted business some. But I tell you, we had a fantastic May. It was the best month the company's had since I've been with the company for a year and a half. And June so far is off to a fantastic start as well. So we're extremely bullish on business the second half of the year.
Mm-hmm. You know, as we go up and down the halls in the Mart, it's obvious that this is an exciting time. And you know, materials are usually put in on the tail end of a project. So I do think 14 is going to be a good year, don't you?
Yeah, we do. I mean, we've got our sample shipments, the number of tile samples we're shipping out every day, and just a lot of leading indicators that we look at are all going in the right direction. So we're very bullish on the second half of the year.
You know, another personal thing I want to mention about you, since I've interviewed you last, you've actually gotten married, haven't you?
Yes, Kemp, thanks. I got married in September of last year, so that's going fantastic. And I'm sure I'm a little calmer now maybe than I used to be, so it's working out great.
Everything's falling in place. You got a nice lady now, and you got a great company you work for. So let's talk about these collections. The one that's, I guess, the most striking is the Bohemian Collection, which, you know, I guess that whole theme around wandering artists. Talk a little bit about that, if you would.
Yeah, Todd Vandercrook, who's our VP of Product Development, he's actually the sort of the brain and the visionary behind that. And Todd has a lot of great ideas. And, you know, one of the things he studies is this sort of the modern gypsy movement, which started in England. He's translated it. If you look at Bentley, you know, Todd heads up our product development, you know, Sherry Drager in marketing, you know, Jim Harley in manufacturing, and myself. I mean, we all, you know, work back in the East. You know, one time we were all in Georgia, and we sort of, you know, picked up our families and have all moved to California, all living in much smaller places than we did back in Georgia. So sort of Todd took that inspiration, and that was sort of the theme for the collection.
You know, on your space on the 10th floor, as most people know, if you're going to be involved at NeoCon, you got to have a little space, and you've got a showroom on 10. And that theme of the showroom you've set up there is around this Bohemian Collection. And I'm hats off to you. I got to tell you, I went up there, it was packed, but the design of it along that LA California heritage theme of yours, you hired a movie set design company to put that together, and it is distinctive.
Thanks, Kemp. We try to play up on our California heritage, and one of the advantages that we have by being in California, we are very closely tied in with the movie studios. And I'll be the first person to admit, when Sherry and Todd came to me with the idea of using this movie set to put something together for our space on the Mart, I was very skeptical of the whole idea. But I tell you, you know, I met with the movie set people. They showed me some photographs, and they've done a fantastic job. And then one of the nice things about this set, Kemp, is that it's sustainable. I mean, it's a movie set, and you know, we have NeoCon East coming up in a couple of months in Baltimore, and you'll see that same New Bohemian set used in Baltimore. So it's a mobile movie set that we'll be able to use.
I remember the booth you had last year at NeoCon East was very distinctive. It had yarns coming down out of the ceiling, so I think you're doing a good job with your visuals. You know, another thing that's happened with you guys, just more momentum news, is just recently interviewed Dave Meberg, and he was telling me of this huge project you got. You're actually installing some of your modular carpet in the Freedom Tower, aren't you?
Yes, we were very fortunate working with Consolidated Carpet and Gensler out of New York to be awarded a significant amount of the floors of the new Freedom Tower, and that's being installed now. And, you know, one of the reasons, you know, a year ago, we would not have been able to compete for a job like that. Do you know, Kemp, at the end of last year, we put $1 million to renovate our tile equipment to where, you know, we've always had a hardback carpet tile, but the equipment just was not very efficient. So, you know, Jim Harley and Wayne Hedger came in. Our private equity group, Dominus Capital, were gracious enough to give us the money for this renovation. And so we put this in during the holiday shutdown last year. And since then, our carpet tile business has really exploded. As a matter of fact, we budgeted last year, Bentley did about 40% of our business in carpet tile. And we budgeted this year 50-50. And we're actually running year to date. We're 60% carpet tile, 40% broadlim, and our back order is about 70% carpet tile. So the carpet tile business with our Afirma, the cradle to cradle certified backing, is really getting very good market acceptance. And it's that in the product is really driving our tile business in general.
Yeah, it seems like everything's falling in place. Let's mention one last collection. You've got our new Robert A.M. Stern collection called Light Play. And I've got to say, you know, by looking at it, this is what you call, I think, classic Bentley look, don't you?
Absolutely. We've did a collaboration with Stern and then C.F. Stinson out of Detroit. We came up with a product that there's a great coordination story with their upholstery fabric and, you know, what we're doing on the carpet side. And it's a classic, traditional, very clean Bentley look. It's sort of the polar opposite with what we have with the new Bohemian collection. But the response on that product, this product has been very well also. So getting great response on both collections.
Mm-hmm. Well, Ralph, looks like you're doing a great job leading this organization. Again, been talking to Ralph Grogan, end of the first day at Neocon. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLA.net.